This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders reacting to the death of Pope Francis. King Charles says he will be remembered for his compassion. French President Macron says he wanted the church to bring joy and hope to the poorest people. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance met with Pope Francis just yesterday in Rome. He posted on social media this morning, "My heart goes out to the millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill." Pope Francis met with President Biden at the Vatican in 2021 and with President Trump there in 2017. President Obama welcomed him to the White House in 2015 during his trip to the United States. On that visit, he became the first pope to address a joint session of Congress. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Francis, the first Latin American-born pope, was elected after Benedict stepped down in 2013. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin fell under $3. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices continued to fall over the last week, dropping 5.7 cents per gallon for an average of $2.95 today. This is 12.9 cents lower than a month ago and over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices fell in over 40 states last week, but officials at Gas Buddy say the downward trend in prices is beginning to stall. Prices in 2025 have been much lower than the previous year. This is partly due to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy.
After reaching prices of over $3.21 per gallon last week, here in La Crosse, the average price is just above $3 per gallon to start the week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a line item veto in the 2023 biennial budget did not violate the state constitution. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years. And now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The court's dissenting opinion called the majority ruling, quote, a blow to the Constitution. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, he was great. You know, you guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and less windy this afternoon. Our high today right around 55. Tonight will drop to 36. Tomorrow, some scattered rain likely off and on through the day with a high near 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX. Lacrosse's home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Again, I'd just like to say thank you to everyone who participated in the show. And, I hate to even use the verbiage show because I never saw this as a show. Now, a show infers entertainment. And I've never looked at what I've had the pleasure to do on these airways as entertainment. 855-752-4842 is the number. Certainly whatever it is you want to talk about is fine with me. I'm going to be joined by Dan Schaefer at 9:30. As we close out this segment of the Earl Ingram Show. But again, I'm going to continue to do what I do. And so, listen, this is, probably as difficult. Yeah, my wife is on the line and, we didn't set this up. Probably don't have much to say because I don't have much to say. But anyway, my wife of 43 years is on the line.
Let's get her on.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good day. And I don't normally call, but when you opened up the accident, I had to call because there are just a few things. And it's such a long story. I just wanted to add a few little things that were divine intervention. And actually, before we went down and we're heading to my dad's funeral, I get nervous on the radio. Okay, so I'm just going to breathe and say this and be done with it and go. But before we left, I was a hairstylist for, 40 years, and Mother Mary Ann Christopher, who I found out at her funeral, she was an evangelist. I knew she was a really true Christian in every way. And this woman called us and told me and my youngest son, who at one point was her, she was his child care provider. And he was always interested in God and Bible and everything, and I'm more spiritual and all about the universe and God and a believer in all that is good. And she had us come by, and she put blessed oil on both of us, and she was after me for a week nonstop. You got to come over. And so finally she you know, come over. I got a AAA map. I said, okay, we went. And she was waiting at the door, and she put blessed oil on both of our foreheads and said we were covered. Okay, now we fast forward. We're down there. We're heading to the funeral. And, yes, we had our little disagreement about who's driving. I wanted coffee. He didn't want to stop. And I'm not trying to make this sound like it was you, Earl, but I just had to get this part out. And as we were driving, something of I was snuggling down, I was kind of scrunching down in the car, and I thought, I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute. And a voice, just like Earl was talking to me, it said, "Don't you go to sleep." And I looked around, and I thought, oh, my God, what is this? And I sat up, and within minutes, and I don't even mean five, the white line started coming into my peripheral. And I saw we were going down into the these cattails, you know, and it's a four-lane highway. And I screamed, grabbed the wheel, and Earl over-directed, and he started, you know, and we swerved and hit the gravel, and, of course, the car flipped, like we were told five times. The car that we landed on our roof, and our car slid into this brand-new Cadillac.
Honey?
Oh, okay. Can I just finish this real quick? Okay, because you started this.
Okay, and
the car flipped. The divine intervention was that when we all got out of the car, my youngest son was missing, and onlookers, they came, they lifted that car up. He was totally up underneath that car. He was under the car, like he was a mechanic underneath it. And we were like on a parking lot side by side, and our car was upside down. I pulled them out, and we fast forward, get to the hospital, and the doctor told me, if you had to have a broken back, you got the best one you could get. And my son's head took the rear windshield out. That's how he wound up underneath. Did a U-turn in midair. That's the only way they said he got up under that car. And we walked out of that hospital that day, all of us. I left walking, and the doctor, the best broken back you can get, you know. So, yeah, it was divine intervention. I've never been able to talk about it. Maybe we should do a podcast, something, just put it out there. But your divine intervention, I heard it years ago, haven't been able to keep, you know, to listen. But that's the only reason I called. You know, we love you. You're going to be here more. And that's pretty much it. So that 27 years ago, yeah. And God is real. The universe is real. And whatever you want to call it. So I'm gone.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Ann. Hey, good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, Earl. I'm just calling in. Thank you. I really enjoyed the show. I haven't been a long-time listener because I basically just found out about the show not too long ago from my brother Tom from L.A. You definitely aren't entertainment. You are a really good fresh air for me because it helps me get through my morning. And you're not entertainment, but Fox News is entertainment. And that's why I like to that you distinguish the difference between your program and other news media out there that is just entertainment. But, you know, I like it because you get to hear the other side. And it helps me speak to people better because of your show. So I want to thank you, and I'm hopefully can follow your podcast. But I do love that we can call in on your show. People don't get to do that, and I think it brings people together. You know, we have more in common than what separates us. But this is going to be a hard run the next few years, and we need to pull together and realize this isn't a Democrat and a Republican fight. This is a fight for we, the people. The working people.
You know, Ann, it's also a battle of good versus evil. And you got to be willing to say that. And no matter how, you know, it bothers people, you got to be willing to call it straight, right? Hey, Ann, it's been a pleasure. Right. You'll be hearing from me. I really appreciate it. It was nice to get to know you. But, no telling what the future holds. Really appreciate it. Donald, you're up next, man. You say what?
Hi, Earl. you know, this is the second time you've done this to me. Way back when you were with Eric Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that name.
Oh,
but
yeah.
At least I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. All I heard was Elvis Presley music.
Yeah, you remember that.
Right. I wanted to hear you. I didn't want to hear that. But anyhow, and so I figured, doggone it, I'm going to say goodbye this time for sure. I'm not going to let him go this time. It's funny how I came across you. You know, back in them days, there's no stations to listen to, you know. So I'm just surfing the channel, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, and, hey, this guy sounds a lot like how I think. And that's how I kind of, in fact, to be honest with you, when I was working, yet I used to take my radio with you in my truck. I used to listen to you, you know, on my hour off. So I'm really going to miss you, Earl. And you had such a fantastic way about you. You know, you're honest. Tell it as it is. And my prayers are always going to be with you.
Hey, Don, man. Don, I appreciate it.
You take care.
Yeah, man. You'll be hearing from me, man, and I hope to be hearing from you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom.
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. Second, if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. There you go, CJ. And third, we need to get money completely out of politics. But this morning feels like deja vu. Feels like we did this 8 years ago. What I would call your show, which I'm going to miss the most, and I hope that this can somehow happen through the podcast, but is the community town hall meeting each morning with the callers. The more that terrestrial radio gets away from not hearing the input from the people, we the people, the downfall it's going to be. So I hope that somehow on your podcast, you give us a time so we can listen to it live, maybe, and we can actually call in like we do each day. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to miss Susan with her facts, and I'm going to miss Jeannie from Eau Claire, and my sister Anne from Eau Claire, and just so many people I think about, and that's what made your show really, really quite incredible. It's, you know, I think it says somewhere in the Bible, when you bring more and more people together, that's when you find God. And, you know, you're a man that is, you know, even though you're a radio talk show host, your actions speak much louder than your words, my friend. And I hope that there's a way that we can work together, because you are not all the talks about what makes Wisconsin great. Earl Ingram is what makes Wisconsin great. And we've had some disagreements, but honestly, I think for the most part, you know, we believe in giving back to people. And that's actually what makes us feel good. And I'm just sad that some of the callers that are on the other side haven't gotten the chance to say, I may not have been wrong about Donald Trump, but I have been misled like sheep to the slaughter. I've been misled and lied to by other media sources.
Hey,
anyway,
Tom.
Earl, thank you so
listen,
much.
Tom, we'll be in touch, man. I'm not going anywhere, but you and I do have so much in common. We'll stay in touch. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the last Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Eagle, 1490 AM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. While corrosive democracy news from Washington continued this week, state news ranged from good in Delaware and Mississippi, mixed in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, to downright ugly in New Hampshire. Voting Rights Lab reports the Delaware Senate advanced SB 2 and SB 3, constitutional amendments allowing 10 days of early voting and no excuse absentee voting. Legislative versions of both bills passed last year, but the Delaware Supreme Court found that the state constitution didn't enable them. The General Assembly must pass them again next year for them to be adopted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Mississippi to redraw state Senate districts for DeSoto County, which it found violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act by diluting a majority black section of the county, according to Mississippi Today. State officials in North Carolina found fewer issues among the 5,000 military and overseas voters than the Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin claimed, but the highly questionable post-election review of voter eligibility continues. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday appealed a federal court ruling directing county officials to count otherwise eligible mail-in ballots without a date. The New Hampshire Senate advanced SB 213, which would require voters applying by mail for an absentee ballot to enclose a copy of their birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers, almost certainly disenfranchising otherwise eligible voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Let me say this before we go back to the phone lines. You know, when I first got into radio, I was on an all-black network. And so my message was heard basically to the black community. And that was my focus. And I talked about the issues of the community in which I live, in a segregated community. And so that's what I did for a number of years. I talked about issues that impacted and affected my community. And then Mike Crute gave me an opportunity. So I was a black talk show host. And when Mike Crute gave me an opportunity to join his network, I went from an basically all black audience to, you know, an integrated audience, predominantly white. And so fast forward to civic media. And I've been able to have a focus and a dialogue on communities outside of my own and reach parts of the state that I would have never even imagined that people who lived outside of the city where I lived and the community that I was engaged in would think that I had something of value to say. And so I thank the state of Wisconsin and people who live in rural areas who took the time out to listen to me, because that's very unusual. I don't think, as a matter of fact, I know this to be a fact. This is absolutely true, and nobody can disputed. I think had the most diverse radio show in the entire state. A black man whose audience is probably 98% white, who listened to me and who thought that I had something that there is no other show anywhere in this state that can claim that. That's a fact. And nobody can dispute it. So I thank you all for, you know, bringing me and allowing me to come into your homes and have that dialogue. Let's go to Liz. Good morning to you, Liz. You say what?
I just wanted to say that I'm going to miss your show. It's my favorite one on civic media. And I'm going to miss your intelligent commentary and that you allowed all sides on your show. So thank you. And you're like a gem to our community. And God bless you.
Hey, Liz, those words mean more to you, to me, than you'll ever imagine. Thank you very much. I'll always remember those words, but I'm not going in. I mean, I'm going to be around, you know, in a different format.
Good.
but thank you. Those words mean the world to me. Let's go to Martin. Good morning to you, Martin. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you very much. Hey, Earl, just what you were saying. You're the only host on the radio that can represent the 300,000 Milwaukeeans that live north of North Avenue. Only you can appreciate the isolation and the lack of investment and the nefarious plan on the north side of Milwaukee.
Hey, Martin, call back. Call back, man. Call back. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, you say what?
Hey, good morning. Just want to say thank you for everything. I recently came across Civic Media about maybe 2-3 months ago, and I really just enjoyed your show, taking all the calls, all the insight from, you know, everyone that you have, you know, hosted over the time, and it's just been a wonderful blessing in my life. And I just want to say thank you for everything you do.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you as well, man. It means the world to me. Lori, you're up next. You say what?
Yeah, exactly what you were saying about being the only black person or one of the few. That is why I listen to you. So this is unfortunate for me because I only discovered this station about a year ago. And I think I heard, you know, like the first words or maybe Trump, Republican Party. And I thought, oh, God, here's some right wing news or talk show again. So it was so nice to hear a black man talking. And we need more diversity out there. We need more black voices. I'd love to hear a Native American host of one of these shows. I wish we'd get their perspective because their voice is silenced, too. And it's just been so nice. 9 o'clock every morning listening, and now you're going to be gone. I know you're not going totally away, but it's been nice to have this as a sure thing every morning. And I just wish there were more of you out there.
Hey, Lori, thank you. Thank you so very much. You know, all of these things matter. And so I'll always remember these words of wisdom and that have come from the heart. And that's kind of, you know, what I've always done is kind of came from my heart. So 855-752-4842, we're going to be joined. Hang on the phone lines, guys. We're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer. On the other side, but hang on the phone lines. They're going to come to you. 855-752-4842. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. In the city government to start the week here in La Crosse, there are four committees scheduled to hold meetings today. The Board of Public Works, Board of Zoning Appeals, Aviation Board, and Board of Harbor Commissioners will meet. There are also meetings later in the week for the Redevelopment Authority and Economic and Community Development Commission. With construction season beginning, there have been dozens of rezoning and permit requests for the city government to consider so far in 2025. The La Crosse County Board passed a resolution and sent it to state and federal legislators urging Congress to avoid cutting funds for Medicaid. In particular, the county mentions the potential for losing funding for mandated programs for children and the elderly, skilled nursing services, WIC, and mental health. The resolution states that the proposed federal cuts would devastate the county's budget to continue providing those services, and that the bill may pass too quickly for the public to understand the local impacts. Federal budget cuts planned in a bill currently in Congress are set to close over two dozen research laboratories and collaborative offices for the NOAA. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced.
Already, the agency has been affected by mass layoffs of probationary employees by the Trump administration the past 2 months. This week will be very spring-like with multiple chances for rain, but a warm-up is on the way as well. Highs today will reach the mid-50s, but it will be windy and cloudy. There's a chance of showers each of the next 5 days. By Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have temperatures right around 70 degrees here in the Cooley region. Our best chance of widespread rain is Thursday into Friday, when temperatures will fall slightly into the 60s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and less windy this afternoon. Our high today right around 55. Tonight we'll drop to 36. Tomorrow some scattered rain likely off and on through the day with a high near 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, a discussion of the harm that's coming if President Trump sells off a bunch of public forest lands and fires more national parks workers.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
was a boy and girl. Boy said, I love you so. Girl said, I never leave you. They grew older and left each other, 'cause that's the way love goes.
That's all right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Again, the phone lines are open for you to, you know, to share your thoughts on the Earl Ingram Show. And, you know, I think it's important because to me, it was always about the audience and not about me. So anyway, I'm joined by Mr. Dan Schaefer, who's the political director of Civic Media. Good morning to you, Dan. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and good to join in a Motown Monday. I've joined the show on a few different times over the last few months, but I think this is my first Motown Monday, and I always love the tunes. I love the old school tunes, so it's good stuff. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm old school, man, so so it would stand to reason. But, man, you know, there are changes coming, and I've always said to people, life is about changing, making adjustments to what happens, and so that is what I'm getting ready to do, and you know, I kind of relish, I do relish the opportunity to focus on things going on in my community, because it's where I started. It's where I started in working and really connecting, and so I'm going to be back in the city of Milwaukee. I'm going to be involved in city politics, as I was involved long before. There clearly is a need for that. I'm going to be involved in, you know, the county politics, you know, and so I'm going to be involved in making things better for my community. I think that there clearly is a void in that area, and I plan on filling that.
Well, as a resident of the city of Milwaukee myself, I know your voice is such an important one here in the city. And I think about this what you're doing here at Civic Media. It's not the end of the book. It's just time for a new chapter. And you're going to be, you know, working with the morning show. You're going to be working on other special projects in Milwaukee. I think that's a really exciting next chapter. And I think some of the stuff that you've focused on here on the Earl Ingram Show, and specifically the stuff in Milwaukee and talking about lead and drinking water and things like that, I think those are just such important issues, and your passion for those issues, your honesty on the issues always shines through here on the show. I think, you know, I'm excited for where that's going to take you in this next chapter.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the main areas that I'm definitely going to be dealing with is lead in the public schools, in Milwaukee public schools, an issue that is certainly unacceptable. You can't tell me that 60,000 children in a public school system, and everybody knows that they're exposed to lead. We talk about politics. I call it politics. Because everybody knows they're exposed to lead. And we know the impact of lead with children, especially young children. And to say that it can't get fixed, and every morning, Monday through Friday, children are exposed to it in the wealthiest nation on earth. We just spent $100 million in a political campaign for a state Supreme Court seat. And somehow that's all right. But we can't get poor children out of lead environments. Man, that can't be acceptable. I don't care how you look at it, but you know what? It is acceptable because it's happening and people are aware. And I don't hear politicians on the city level, on the county level, on the state level, on the national level, saying, hey, if these were our children, we wouldn't allow it. So I'm going to, my voice is definitely going to be resonating loud and clear on challenging people to get that fixed, man. We can't get it all fixed, but surely having babies exposed to lead in the wealthiest nation on earth is unacceptable.
Right. And it's, you know, it, the lead in the drinking water in Milwaukee with the lead pipes has been such a problem for so long. And now what we're seeing with so many of these schools, and it's mostly been a lead-based paint issue in these schools. And it seems like we're only just now understanding how widespread this problem really is. And it's just, you know, it seems like everybody, so many different people have been passing the buck on this over the years. You know, one of the comments that always stands out to me when it comes to lead and water was that, you know, Robin Voss about 4 or 5 years ago now saying that, you know, we can't accept Tony Evers' plan to replace lead pipes because too much money would go to Milwaukee. And I thought, you know, just that it's just a beyond absurd position to take. And these are, you're right. These are children in the state's largest city, the economic engine, the cultural hub. You know, we have to take care of these kids, take care of our next generation. And, you know, I think this project that you're going to be working on in your next chapter here is a really important one. And we just saw the news on it a couple weeks ago with the Trump administration and RFK Jr. saying, you know, the city leadership asked for help in late March and found that not only would the federal government not be there to help, but they're closing their entire lead division at the Department of Health and Human Services. And I think it's, you know, to whatever extent Milwaukee is dealing with these problems, and it's a huge issue, there's going to be other communities across the country, you know, that are like Milwaukee, that have aging infrastructure, that are going to deal with problems like this. And, you know, it's really concerning that it seems like, considering, you know, with who's in office right now, help is not on the way.
Well, you know, I've been a part of an organization for over 10 years fighting this battle about lead in the water with Robert Miranda. And so Robin Voss is more than that. I don't have any faith in politricksters because you know, they can make statements like that. And I don't know how they can sleep at night. People are human beings. And so when you, you know, denigrate people to less than human beings, it's one of the problems in our society. Our society is predicated on wealth and on things and on power, and people be damned. And so I've lived long enough to see that, and I've never accepted that, and I never will. And I'll go to my grave fighting against that kind of arrogance that we can dismiss people, man. I don't care if they're in rural America, if they're in urban America. Human beings are the most valuable and most important entity in this world. And so we, somewhere along the line, we've lost that understanding, and we place party and we place color and we place religion and we place all those things above the fact that we are here on this earth for a short period of time. And in that period of time, we need to figure out a way to work together, not to be separated. So that's kind of, you know, I'm excited about being able to really spend more time focusing on those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to this lead issue, it's not about party. Like, there's not, you know, ideological lines that come down on that. It is about action. It is about taking action to help people in communities beyond Milwaukee. It's, you know, it's not just a problem in Milwaukee. Obviously, it's been pretty pronounced here. And the work you and Mr. Miranda have done over the past decade has been so important. But it's not just Milwaukee that's dealing with this. And I think, you know, it's a bigger issue than we give it, than we realize oftentimes.
No, it's a problem across the entire nation. And so, you know, more than a decade or so ago, it was brought to spotlight, in Flint, Michigan. And so people started talking about what was taking place there. And so, you know, if people, and what we hope to do, especially from the podcast that we're going to be doing here on Civic Media, is to inform people that it's all over the country. It's all over the nation. I'd say this. We've got a nation that spends over almost $1 trillion every year, supposedly to defend the American people from invasion. And so we continue to spend this money. We continue to build these new weapons of mass destruction, upgrade our nuclear weapons because we're here. They say we're here to protect the American people. Well, I'd say this. Before you spend another dime on supposedly protecting the American people with your weapons of mass destruction, spend some of that money protecting the American people from being poisoned by lead. Because their real danger is not from outside of the nation. The real danger is from their own kitchens, from the different buildings in this country, right? I mean, we know what the outcome of that is, and that's where the focus should be. But who's going to say it, man? Nobody from in the arena of politics is willing to say it, you know. But I'm going to say it, you know, because it's the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm. We have the capacity to do things that we are not doing. And I think that's what is often so frustrating about politics is that we have the capacity. We have identified the problem, but we're still not able to address it. We're still not able to solve it in the ways that we should. And so, you know, I think having that project on your horizon here as you, you know, kind of turn the page to the next chapter with what you're doing here with us at Civic Media, I think it's such an important issue, and I'm really looking forward to all the work that you're going to be doing on that.
Well, you know, my voice is still going to be around with politics, man, because and people say, man, isn't that politics? It's politics. I said, man, I haven't lived 70 years and not focused on politics. You know, I started focusing on politics as a young man. And I've been able to see politics for 50 years or more, understanding it, watching it. And it is heartbreaking when you see where it is and what it can do. When you're in a representative government like we live in, and we have to trust in the people we elect that we put in office to fend for us, and then you see that that's not what's taking place, why should we be silent on that? I just don't get that. I don't understand. We live in a democracy, and I grew up believing in that. People taught me you go and vote, and I voted in every election since I was 18 years old. Never missed one. But things haven't really changed for the good. And so I have a jaded view of it because I don't see anything on the horizon that's saying it's going to change for the better in anytime soon.
That's why we all got to put the work in on this, right? We all got to keep working at it. And the work that you're doing on this is so important, and I'm so grateful for it.
All right, man. I'm going to take some more calls, man. Thank you very much. We'll be
Thanks
in
for
touch.
Being here, Earl. We'll be in touch. Thank
all
you.
All right, thank you. I'm going to come to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwalbe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show for today. Tomorrow will be my last show on the air. Let's go to Jim. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I say thank you for continuing to put on your program over all the years to the different stations you've been on. It's been a pleasure to hear your voice, your point of view. Through all this time, you have never hesitated to speak truth to power, which is so important in these days and times. But you've also made a venue for allowing to hear the truth of the people in the community speak to power and to give them that opportunity as well, which is something that's so rarely done anymore. It's usually about pushing somebody's point of view. And you let anybody come on with their point of view, whether you agreed with them or not, and you listen to them thoughtfully and provokingly and have a discussion. When you agree, when you don't agree, you have a discussion that's open and wonderful. And I want to thank you for the times that I've had the ability to sit in that chair across from you in the studio and talk to you about issues facing people in our communities. And you coming out to events and broadcasting from events to let people know what's going on in the community, such as when you come out to Workers' Memorial Day or other events, so that we hear all the truths from all the peoples in our community. And that it's so desperately needed and so very rarely found. Thank you, Earl.
Hey, Jim, man, thank you very much, man. I'm not done. You know, Workers' Memorial, I'm going to be there. Labor Day, I'm going to be there. Come hook or crook, I'm going to be there. Thank you very much for the call. Terry, you're up next.
You got me, Earl?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing sanity to the Northwoods, Earl. You know, as a voice amongst all the right-wing stations. And I remember when you were on, what, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Earl?
Oh, yeah.
Day, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know when you moved to the 2-hour show. Was that 4 years ago?
Hey, man, my memory, I can't, you know.
Well, anyway, Earl, you and I went through the, we're about the same age, so we know the same things, remember the same things.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate the battle that you're about, that you've taken on, and you're going to continue to take on. So I hope to run into you when I'm in Milwaukee sometime, or I'll shake your hand. And
hey, Terry, pleasure's been all mine, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Cindy, you're up next. You say what?
Well, I just want to kind of feed off the last caller and just say thank you for your voice of reason. I've only been listening to you since Civic Media came into our area, but I've enjoyed you. I'm going to terribly miss you. I know you'll be doing a podcast, but I have crazy hours. I don't know if I'll be able to catch much of them. But anyway, good luck to you in your future ventures, and hopefully our paths will cross down the road.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Scott, you're up next.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Is this Earl?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I wanted to say I want to thank God for bearing your life. He's got work left for you, and you're doing it. I respect you, man. You're shining the light of what to do, the path, doing the right thing. Lead is poison, not for people, not for children. We all know it. Stop it at school. If there's a guy feeding kids lead in a bottle, we stop it.
Yes.
I'm glad you're concentrating and putting it out there. So many people don't even get it. You get it, man. You're the way to be.
Hey, Scott, man, thank you from the depths of my heart. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to keep on battling, man, knowing that I've got people like those who listen to this show since I've been on the air to support me. I'm never going to waver, never going to get weak. I'm only going to get stronger. So thank all of you. Jeannie, you're up next.
Hi, Earl. I don't like Bryson. I'm going to keep trying to find you because I've been listening to you since I found Dom and Crute, and you are definitely a gem. You are just wonderful, a man of integrity, intelligence, and truly cares about everybody. And, Earl, I'm going to keep trying to find you wherever you go because you are a blessing, and thank you so much for all you've given all of the listeners in the state of Wisconsin and the world. Thank you.
Hey, Jeannie, thank you very much from the depths of my heart and to everybody, and even those who listened but didn't call. I have enjoyed immensely this opportunity. I've relished it. I never took it lightly. If you know me, I think in all the time that I've been on these airways, I might have missed 3 days. I didn't take vacations. I didn't take a lot of days off. I think I had, there might have been 10 days total with illness and those kinds of things because I knew the value of these airways. And so I never took them lightly. And so I knew that there were people who would get up to listen to me. And so even if I felt like I didn't want to come in, I knew that I owed something to those people who thought I had something of value to say. That's why I always came here. And you knew that my voice was always going to be here. So thank all of you for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow. Very special show. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk soon. You've been tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis, dead at the age of 88. He has been the head of the Catholic Church since March of 2013 when he was elected to replace Pope Benedict and was the first pope born outside of Europe since the 8th century, the first ever from Latin America. ABC's Marcus Moore was just at the Vatican on Easter Sunday when Francis made an appearance.
Leading up to Easter Sunday Mass and Holy Week, there had been so many questions about whether the Pope would be able to participate because he had been so ill. He spent 5 weeks at Rome's Gemelli Hospital receiving treatment for pneumonia in both of his lungs. And everything that we have learned since is that it was so serious that for a time, doctors there remained guarded about his prognosis.
The Pope had just met with Vice President J.D. Vance on Easter Sunday. Vance saying, "I was happy to see him, though he was obviously ill." This is ABC News.